Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, nationwide protests outside maternity hospitals took place again today as pandemic restrictions continue to upset and difficulties for expectant mothers and their partners continue. Despite calls from the government to facilitate partner visits, the Association for Improvements in Maternity Services say women continue to face problems, and today Health Minister Stephen Donnelly said that he's getting quite frustrated with the lack of progress. Well, Fergus Malone is Master of Dublin's Rotunda Hospital and he joins us now on the line. And thank you, Fergus, for joining us this evening. A demonstration is planned for outside the Rotunda this Friday amidst growing frustration amongst women, partners and the government. Can you talk us through what you have in place in the Rotunda in terms of restrictions?
Well, good afternoon, Sarah. First of all, I would like to acknowledge and we accept the sense of frustration and upset on behalf of patients, mothers, their families. We totally understand how difficult a situation this is. But the reality is that we are still in the middle of a COVID crisis, in particular with this B117 highly transmissible variant doing the rounds, and in particular with recent information suggesting that pregnancy, and in particular late pregnancy, seems to be a particularly high risk issue. We've had multiple stillbirths from COVID. So this is a very serious issue, and that's what's motivating our arrangements. Now, specifically, ask me what's going on in the Rotunda at the moment. We risk assess the situation regularly. In fact, every week, the executive management team reviews the status of COVID in the hospital and the unique issues that we face in our limited physical infrastructure and our patient volume. And we constantly tweak the arrangements as needed and to maximize safety. So from tomorrow, actually, it's extending even further that the patients, when they're in the hospital, can have their partner with them in the mornings from 10 to 11.30, for 4 hours in the afternoon from 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and throughout most of the day on the weekends from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. So we are doing far in excess of the minimum of what the HSE is suggesting should be done for inpatients. So we're sensitive to that, and we have found a way to do that that minimizes footfall. There are other areas of the hospital, however, Sarah, that because of overcrowding, in particular outpatient areas, some of the outpatient departments in the Rotundas area could have 70 or 80 patients in the outpatients at any one time. And if that's suddenly 160 adults, when all of them have a partner with them in a small confined area, you can imagine the COVID concerns that we would have in that situation. Mm. And the last thing I want to do, Sarah, is preside over an area in which someone gets COVID because of our overcrowding, especially now that we know the seriousness of COVID in pregnancy.
Mm. And I'm sure it's very welcome news for those patients in the Rotunda who are inpatients, as you say, who have had their baby perhaps and are able to have their partner there for quite a bit of time, as you've outlined. But it is the outpatient appointments that can often be the most traumatic and the ones that you don't know if bad news is coming. And they're the ones where women have been affected over the last year, where they've had to walk in hoping or expecting perhaps it to be a routine appointment, and it has not been a routine appointment, and they've had no one there with them. And that is continuing then at the moment. And the problem is the Minister for Health is saying that he doesn't see any reason for that to continue. And we also heard just yesterday from the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, that there's no evidence, he says, to convince NPHET that restrictions need to be in place. We'll just have a listen to what Tony Houlihan had to say.
Well, the situation at the moment is that there's no good reason in public health terms why those restrictions would continue to be in place. And in fact, I think the HSE has already taken measures to make that clear to individual hospitals. But you might find in a local situation whereby if there is an outbreak in an individual institution, that might lead to that individual institution taking a different measure to the national situation. But at the moment, we don't think that there is a justification for a continued maintenance of a policy that partners are not allowed to visit during the process of labour in maternity hospitals.
So he's talking specifically about the process of labour there, although I think Stephen Donnelly is talking on a broader sense. What do you have to say to what they have to say?
Well, of course, you're mixing up a couple of different situations there between outpatients and labour. Mm. And as I've said to you already, we absolutely, or in fact, I'll say again, we actually absolutely support partners in labour. And when, in particular, when a patient is in her own room in labour, there is no problem at all whether she's 1 centimetre dilated, 5 centimetres dilated, or 10 centimetres dilated, Sarah, her partner can and will be with her. So there's no problem when patients are in labour. Again, in outpatients, it is a different situation because the reality is the physical infrastructure of every maternity hospital is different. And indeed, some of the maternity centres in Ireland are in the middle of big general hospitals that have even more severe limitations on outpatient visiting. So there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all solution for all 19 maternity units. Mm. And the reality is my job, my responsibility is first and foremost to ensure the safety of our patients, and that's what we will do. And again, if we have an overcrowded outpatient facility that's not fit for purpose, as much of our facilities are not, and you want me to go from 80 adults in that area to 160 adults in an overcrowded area, you can imagine the situation that might happen there. And I'm not going to wait until there is a COVID outbreak in that situation and have mothers injured, babies injured because of that. Mm. So we take a common sense, pragmatic approach. Sure. And we enable people to be in as much as is safe to do so.
Yeah, and I absolutely understand what you're saying, Fergal, and I think pregnant mothers, particularly with everything that's going around in relation to COVID and pregnancy at the moment, they want their safety to be put paramount, but also their mental health is so important and that support that they can get. And I just wonder, just for example, in that situation that you're citing where you have the outpatients room and you'd be doubling that, as you say, if you brought partners in. I mean, are there sort of ingenious ways or different ways you could approach this that perhaps haven't been thought about? I just wonder, is the box being pushed on this enough? Like, for example, could you have the expectant mothers waiting in the outpatient room and the expectant fathers waiting outside the hospital? And when the appointment is due, the father can come into the hospital then from outside and go into the one-on-one room with the consultant. You know, are there not ways around this that would facilitate women being supported in a very, very vulnerable time?
And there are ways around, Sarah, and we're doing everything that we can, and we're being very pragmatic and creative. So, for example, we do a lot of, I do myself when I see patients, I regularly have partners join the consultation or the meeting on FaceTime and can participate. It's not the same, but they can certainly hear everything that's been said. They can see the scan as it's happening, if it's a mini scan or if it's not the full anomaly scan. So there's ways we can harness technology, and we're doing that already. We've extended and broadened our outpatients from 8 a.m. right throughout the entire day so that we're trying to spread and distribute those patients as much as possible. So we can and will, and we continue to do everything we possibly can. The reality, though, at the end of the day, Sarah, is when you set foot inside of a 1757 building that was built for a couple of thousand patients and it's been added to over the years, we just are not fit for purpose for 10,000 mothers a year that we look after in the Rotunda. So in the meantime, and while we're working with the HEC to create new buildings and new infrastructure, that's not going to happen overnight. Yes, and yeah. In the meantime, I have to be pragmatic, I have to be common sense, and we have to do whatever we can to keep people safe and maximising their mental health. I accept that.
One text in on this says, my husband, a fully vaccinated nurse in the hospital where I gave birth, was asked to wait outside his own workplace until called. I mean, if people are fully vaccinated, can they get in?
And of course, when you think about individual situations like that, all of that makes common sense. Surely the person who's fully vaccinated could come in. And there's perfect logic to that. But think about it from the administrative prospect, Sarah. How do our staff at the front door confirm, as all of these people are entering the door, you've been vaccinated, you haven't, you're okay, you're not? You know, the pragmatic, the application of these ideas to a busy hospital, that's where these problems arise. So the principle of it, I have no problem with that.
I mean, it could be done, couldn't it? I mean, if there was will there, you know,
there is will, Sarah. There's absolutely will, and we are. That's what I say. When we at the Rotunda, literally weekly, we risk assess the situation again, and we have been ahead of the game in tweaking everything as much as we can. So the heart goes out to all of these examples you have. They're all terrible, and I hate to hear people being upset or being inconvenienced or not being there when bad news is initially given. But we anytime we can change, we will.
Okay.
So, for example, again, when someone is given the unexpected news of a miscarriage, we'll immediately clear a space for that patient and their partner and the family to come in. And indeed, if someone is in the hospital with a bereavement or they're given bad news about a fetal abnormality, we immediately get family in and support them every step of the way.
Just one or two more texts on this before I let you go. One person says the maternity restrictions are an absolute joke. I had my baby, who's now 8 months, back in August. I had my third C-section. I had to ring my husband as I was walked down the hall by a midwife for my section. Had the section, and then I was very sick for 4 hours after, so my husband got to sit in recovery with me until I got back to the ward, and then he was told to leave. I found it extremely difficult not having him there for those hours as I was still very sick. It's not good enough. But another person says they're almost 30 weeks pregnant, and while I understand that for those who receive bad news, no partners is difficult, I'm grateful for the extra safety of less people in waiting rooms. Very quickly, Fergal, if you don't mind, can you tell the patients of the Rotunda when the current restrictions on attendance at scans might be lifted?
Well, again, it's a very simple answer to that, Sarah. We strongly support COVID vaccine for all pregnant patients. We think it's a good idea. It's the right thing to do. I hope all of your listeners who are pregnant will take on board that advice. And we've started rolling out the vaccine already at the Rotunda. So COVID vaccine at rotunda.ie is the mechanism for Rotunda patients to register for that. Once we see patients, once large numbers of patients are vaccinated, we will see the last of these restrictions gone. That
right.
is the solution.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure lots of people will look forward to that day. Fergal Malone, Master of the Rotunda Hospital, thank you for joining us.